के माधुरी। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ जपा ग्रुप मिड मॉर्निंग सेशन। सो टुडेज क्लास विल बी गिवन बाय हिज ग्रेस आदिगदाधर प्रभुजी ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्री चैतन्य भागवत मध्यखंड 3.108 to 3.120। हरे कृष्णा प्रभुजी, थैंक्स फॉर गिविंग योर स्वीट एसोसिएशन एंड ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस प्रभुजी, एंड थैंक्स फॉर गिविंग योर वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन। प्रभुजी, बिफोर हैंडिंग ओवर द कॉल टू यू, कैन आई रीड श्रील प्रभुपाद स्कोर प्रभुजी?
यस माताजी, थैंक यू।
September 26, कृष्णा टेक्स स्पेशल केयर ऑफ द डिवोटी, गाइड्स हिम, गिव्स हिम इंटेलिजेंस। वॉट काइंड ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस? Just to give him the clue how one can go back to home, back to Godhead. Krishna does not give intelligence how one can gain some material prosperity. Therefore, people are not very interested in worshipping Krishna. Bombay, September 26, 1973. Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much Mataji for hosting this conference, Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Let us get started. Let us begin with Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, we are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay, and we are reading from the Madhya Khanda, chapter 3, text number 108 to 120. One second. Sorry about that. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। टुडे इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे। Today is the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami. Today is also the appearance day of Bhagwan Sri Vamanadev. And today is also Dwadashi. So we are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, Chapter 3, Text 108 onwards. This is the description of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's travels. गया काशी प्रयाग मथुरा द्वार वात्वी नर नारायण आश्रम गेला महांति महामति बौद्धालय गिया गेला व्यासेर आलय रंगनाथ सेतु बंध गेले न मलय तबे अनंतेर पुर गेला महाशय भ्रमेण निर्जन वने परम निर्भय गोमती गंडकी गेला सरायु कावेरी अयोध्या दंडकारण्ये बुलेन विहारी त्रिमल्ला व्यंकटनाथ सप्त गोदावरी महेशेर स्थान गेला कन्हैया नगरी रेवा माहिष्मती मल्ल तीर्थ हरिद्वार याही पूर्वे अवतार हैला गंगार ऐ मत जत तीर्थ नित्यानंद राय सकल देखिया पुनः आईला मथुराय. Translation: The most magnanimous Lord Nityananda visited Gaya, Kashi, Prayag, Mathura, Dwaraka, and the ashram of Lord Naranarayan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to the place of the Buddhists and the residence of Srila Vedavyas. He visited Sri Ranganath, Setu Bandha, and the Malaya Hills. Lord Nityananda then went to Anantapur and fearlessly traveled through uninhabited forests. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then visited the Gomati, Gandaki. What is found in Gomati? Raise your hand if you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, Harita Mataji.
Telegrams, Prabhuji.
Where?
Near the river, in the river.
No, I am asking Gomati. In the Gomati River, we find Dwarka Shilas, not Dwarka Shilas. Oh. Shaligram Shilas we find in the Gandaki River in Nepal.
Yeah, yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, sorry. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. He visited the Gomati, Gandaki, Sarayu, and Kaveri rivers. He also went to Ayodhya and then wandered through the forest of Dandakaranya. He went to Trimalla, Venkatanath, Sapta Godavari, the abode of Lord Shiva and Kanyakumari. Lord Nityananda Prabhu visited the Rewa River, Mahishmati, Malla Tirtha, and Haridwar, where the Ganga descended in ancient times. In this way, after traveling to all the holy places, which means all these places are holy places, after traveling to all the holy places, Lord Nityananda Prabhu returned to Mathura. See the description purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the beloved spiritual master of our founder Acharya, Sri Srimad Abhay Charan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj says in the purport, see the description of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pilgrimage in the Adi Khanda chapter 9. The word Baudhalaya refers to Kapilavastu, Buddha Gaya, Saranath, and Kashi. Text 115. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu visited all these different holy places when he went on pilgrimage. But ultimately, the king of all holy places is Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasa, Shri Vrindavan Dham. Shri Nityananda Prabhu came back to Shri Vrindavan Dham after traveling everywhere. चीनी ते ना पारे के अनंते रधाम हुंकार कर ये देखी पूर्व जन्म स्थान. आहा, नो वन कुड रिकग्नाइज लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु द ओरिजिन ऑफ अनंत अनंते रधाम एज ही रोड लाउडली ऑन सीइंग हिज प्रीवियस बर्थ प्लेस विच इज द प्रीवियस बर्थ प्लेस श्री वृंदावन धाम वेर लॉर्ड बलराम हैड अपियर्ड इन द्वापर युग. So having come to Vrindavan, seeing the holy abode of his birth, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, hunkara karay. He roared in ecstasy. Nobody could recognize that this is Balram. Chinite na pare. Nobody could understand. Chinite na pare keho anante radham hunkara karaye dekhi purva janma sthan. He saw his previous birthplace and roared in ecstasy. Text 116. Niravadi balya bhav ananahi spure dhula khela khele vrindavane rabhitare. He always remained in the mood of a child without displaying any other mood as he sported in the dust of Vrindavan. Hari Bol. Shri Nityananda Prabhu is playing in the dust of Vrindavan, in the mood of Balaram. He remained always in the mood of a child. Niravadhi balya bhav. Balya bhav. His sakha bhav. When he enjoyed the sakha pastimes, sakya pastimes, that age he manifested, that mood. And no other mood. Ananahis pure. No other bhav. Only sakha bhav, the playful mood of the gopas of Vrindavan, Krishna Balram, as is sported in the dust of Vrindavan. Dhula khela khele Vrindavane rabhitare. These pastimes are very confidential, the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna Balram, Ramana Riti. Text 117, 119. আহারের চেষ্টা নাহি করে না কোথায় বাল্য ভাবে বৃন্দাবনে গড়াগড়ি যায় কেহ নাহি ভুজে তান চরিত্র উদার কৃষ্ণ রস বিনে আর না করে আহার কদচিত কোন দিন করে করে দুগ্ধ পান সেহ যদি অয়াচিত কেহ করে দান. ভেরি বিউটিফুল ডিসক্রিপশন অফ দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিস অফ লর্ড নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু ইন বৃন্দাবন. আহারের চেষ্টা নাহি, শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু নেভার এন্ডিয়ার্ড ফর হিস মিলস, রিপিটেডলি রোল্ড ইন দ্য ডাস্ট অফ বৃন্দাবন. বাল্য ভাবে বৃন্দাবনে গড়াগড়ি যায়, টু রোল ইন দ্য ডাস্ট অফ বৃন্দাবন. নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু ইজ রোলিং ইন দ্য ডাস্ট অফ বৃন্দাবন, নট কেয়ারিং অবাউট ওয়ের হিজ নেক্সট মিল ইজ গোয়িং টু কাম ফ্রম. আহারের চেষ্টা নাহি করে না কোথায় বাল্য ভাবে বৃন্দাবনে গড়াগড়ি যায়, জাস্ট রোলিং ইন দ্য ডাস্ট অফ বৃন্দাবন. No one could understand keha nahi bhuje, his magnanimous characteristics, tana charitra udar, his udar charitra, his magnanimous characteristics, nobody could understand. Keha nahi bhuje tan, they could not understand nitai. Krishna rasa vine ar na kare ahar, he did not accept anything other than the mellows of Krishna consciousness. What was the ahar, what was the diet of Nityananda Prabhu? Krishna rasa. Krishna ras means Krishna naam, Krishna's pastimes, meditation on Krishna's pastimes, having darshan of Krishna's leelas thalis, where Krishna performed leelas. This was the only subsistence, this was the only diet of our Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran, nadiya godrume Nityananda maja. Just everything Krishna conscious. He did not consume other than anything other than the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Krishna rasa vina ar na kare ahar. On some days, kadachit kono din, on some days he drank some milk. Kare dugdha pan. Dugdha pan. He would drink some milk sometimes. Seha jadi ayachita keha kare dan. That also, if someone offered him without being asked. He had ayachak vritti. He would not ask. But if someone came and gave him some milk, some Brijwasi came and gave some milk, then our Nithai would accept that little bit of milk. That's all. Purport. No one could understand Sri Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes of rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. I said, these are very confidential pastimes. The pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with their Gopa Sakhas, with their friends in the dust of Vrindavan. How they play different games, how they perform various pastimes. Different cowherding pastimes, Gochar and Leela. At that time, they also do Dushtadaman Leela. They also perform the pastimes of killing the demons. These are all confidential pastimes. No one could understand Sri Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes of rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. All living entities require to collect eatables to maintain their bodies, but when one's constitutional propensities are awakened, he loses interest in accumulating anything other than the mellows of service to Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. Hari Bol. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is saying that normally on the material plane, everybody requires food to survive. But when someone is constantly tasting the rasa of Krishna Katha, Krishna Nam, then that holy name nourishes the body so much that there is no need to take anything external. Because medically, if you think, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami drinking one leaf cup of buttermilk every 3 days and living like that for years, it absolutely makes no sense scientifically. Because the body needs more than that. Body needs more water, body needs more protein, body needs so many vitamins to survive. Just one leaf cup, small leaf cup of buttermilk every 3 days and living like that for years, it cannot be explained medically. So we have to understand that these great devotees are operating on the transcendental spiritual platform and their bodies are completely spiritualized. Our bodies need nutrition in the form of calories and carbohydrates and fats and proteins and vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. But someone whose body is energized and surcharged with Krishna's Chit Shakti, Krishna's Swarup Shakti, Krishna's internal potency, the spiritual energy, Daivi Prakriti, such a person doesn't need Jad Anna to nourish the body, doesn't need material nutrition to nourish the body, because the body is being nourished by the spiritual energy, which is so much superior. So that we have to understand. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu lived. Do I have to cover verse 120 also, or am I to stop at 119? I forgot. Let me see. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. 120 also we have to do. So text 120. Ei mate vrindavane vaise nityananda navadvipe prakasha haila gaura chandra. In this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu resided in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Ei mate vrindavane vaise nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu stayed in Vrindavan. Navadvipe prakash haila gaura chandra. And while Lord Nityananda Prabhu was staying in Vrindavan Dham in Navadvip, our Gauranga Mahaprabhu advented. Hari Bol. While purport, while Lord Nityananda Prabhu was wandering in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Gaurasundar Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, manifested his identity in Sri Navadvip. Hare Krishna. 12 years difference between Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was older to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by 12 years. So in this way, our Nityananda Prabhu was enjoying his pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And simultaneously, in Navadvip Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. And then what happens? We will see in the next class. So today is the appearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, and therefore I would like to read from this very beautiful book, Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya. Very, very beautiful book. I would like to read something about Srila Jiva Goswami. This is my favorite description of Srila Jiva Goswami, very beautifully described by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So please listen attentively. It's very beautiful. Srila Jiva Goswami was in Ramakeli when he was a small child. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came to Ramakeli, Rup and Sanatan Goswami, they took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur blessed Srila Jiva Goswami and brought him in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also blessed Srila Jiva Goswami. And later on, Srila Jiva Goswami grew up in the presence of his mother, and while Rup and Sanatan Goswamis, his uncles, they were performing their seva to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Vrindavan Dham. कृष्ण प्रेम कृष्ण भक्ति सेवा प्रवर्तन लुप्त तीर्थ उद्धार आर वैराग्य शिक्षण. ऑल दिस एक्टिविटीज द सिक्स गोस्वामीज, ऑफ कोर्स रूप सनातन गोस्वामीज वेर डूइंग अलोंग विद द अदर गोस्वामीज. एंड श्रील जीव गोस्वामी स्टिल अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड इज ग्रोइंग अप विद हिज मदर, बट एज सून एज ही बिकेम अ टीनेजर ही डिसाइडेड टू लीव होम. एंड श्रील जीव गोस्वामी लीविंग होम इज बींग डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर. श्री जीव गोस्वामी जबे छाड़ी ले न घर, नदिया नदिया बलि व्याकुल अंतर. आहा, वुड यू ऑल लाइक टू सी रीड ऑल्सो दिस वर्सेस विथ मी? शुड आई शेयर द स्क्रीन? ओके वेट देन, लेट मी पुल इट अप. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. जय जय श्री चैतन्य नव नवद्वीप धाम महात्म्य. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सेक्शन. यू आर ऑल गोइंग टू एक्सपीरियंस एक्सटसी ऑन श्रील जीव गोस्वामीज अपीयरेंस. It was very beautiful. Very beautiful description of Srila Jiva Goswami. So, Shri Jiva Goswami jabe chhadi le na ghar, nadiya nadiya bali vyakula antar. When Srila Jiva Goswami was giving up his home, he was calling out, Nadiya, Nadiya, the holy dham, Nadiya, with a very anxious heart. He was staying in Chandradweep at that time. Chandradweep chhadi teha jata patha chale bhase dui chakshu tara nayane ra jale. For the entire journey from his place of residence, Chandradweep, to Sri Navadweep Dham, streams of tears flowed from his eyes. Now, I would like, one second, I would like some of you also to read with me. So Lavanya Mataji and Darshini Mataji, alternatively, you both can repeat the verse after me, okay? One by one. One verse Lavanya Mataji, one verse Darshini Mataji. These are very beautiful verses. Chandradvipa chhadi teha jata patha chale भासे दुई चक्षु तार नयने र जले. एज श्रील जीव गोस्वामी वॉज गोइंग फ्रॉम हिज प्लेस ऑफ रेसिडेंस इन चंद्रद्वीप टू श्री नवद्वीप धाम, थ्रू आउट द जर्नी, थ्रू आउट द वे, बोथ हिज आईज वेर ओवर फ्लडिंग विद टीयर्स ऑफ लव. श्रील जीव गोस्वामीज प्रेयर टू अटेन हिज डिजायर्ड गोल एट द टाइम ऑफ लीविंग हिज हाउस. प्रेयर, देर इज सो मच पावर इन प्रेयर. आवर होल लाइफ विल बी शेप्ड based on what we pray for, how sincerely we pray for. Really, if you want to take one message from today's class, let it be this one. There is tremendous power in prayer. We should pray to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. We should express our deepest prayer, verbalize it to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. We should speak out our prayers. We should recite our prayers. There is tremendous power in prayer. What we pray sincerely, not just externally praying, but internally also that prayer should be there. Whatever prayer we have, whatever desire, spiritual desire, hankering we have in our heart, and we speak it out in front of Guru and Krishna, that is what will shape our life. I know one devotee, phenomenal orator. Phenomenal orator of Harikatha. All of you love him. All of you love him. He went to Hampi many, many years ago. And he offered his obeisances to Hanumanji. He was just a maybe in his early 20s at that time. And he didn't know what to pray. But sincerely, he said, I have come to your hometown, my dear Hanumanji. You are such a great devotee. Manojavam Mardutulya Vegam Jitendriya Buddhimatam Varishtam Vatatmajam Vanara Yutha Mukhyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye. He offered obeisances to Hanumanji and he offered this humble prayer that you are Buddhimatam Varishtam. You are the most intelligent and your speech is also very sweet, very wonderful, very perfect. So please, if you so desire, empower me, my dear Hanumanji, to speak Harikatha for the pleasure of Krishna and for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas. Please empower me to speak Harikatha. Sincerely, he prayed to Hanumanji and he became such a wonderful, he has become such a wonderful preacher of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our prayers will shape us. Please take down this one message from today's class. Our prayers will shape us. Our prayers will shape us. Therefore, internally in our heart, Krishna is there in the heart. Ishvara Sarubhuta Nam Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtati. And externally, as Shri Vikraha, when we are standing in front of Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, we should verbalize our heartfelt prayers, not selfish prayers, heartfelt prayers that will be for the service of Shri Hari, Shri Guru and the Vaishnavas. We should offer those prayers. We should have some spiritual hankering and we should express our spiritual longing and hankering to Krishna. Our spiritual prayers, spiritual desires to Krishna, we should express again and again. It is these sincere prayers, it is these selfless spiritual prayers which will shape us, my dear friends. So please, we have to take our prayers very seriously. Shri Jiva Goswami is leaving his home, but he's praying. What is the prayer? Shri Jiva Goswami's prayer is like this when he's leaving his house. Ha Gauranga Nityananda Jivera Jivana Darshini Mataji. Ha Gauranga Nityananda Jivera Jivana.
Ha Gauranga Nityananda Jivera Jivana.
Kabe More Kripa Kari Dibe Darshana.
Kabhi more kripa kari dibe darshana.
While crying, Shri Jiva Goswami called out in a loud voice, Ha Gauranga, Ha Nityananda, Oh Shri Gauranga, Oh Shri Nityananda Prabhu. Jivera Jivana, two meanings. You are the life of all the living entities. You are the life and soul of all the living entities. But here Shri Jiva Goswami is offering it also in a very personal way. Jivera Jivana, Oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, oh my dear Nityananda Prabhu, you are the life and soul of this Jiva Goswami. Jivera Jivana. Ha Gauranga, Ha Nityananda, Jivera Jivana, Kabe More Kripa Kari, Dibe Darshana. When will you bestow your Kripa on me? When will you bestow your mercy upon me? By giving me Darshan. Give me Darshan. When will you give mercy? Now Lavanya Mataji. Ha ha navadvipa dhama sarva dhama sar. Where is Mataji? Okay, maybe Mataji is not there. Ha ha navadvipa dhama sarva dhama sar. Kobe va dekhi ba ami bole bar bar. O Shri Navadvip dham. Ha ha navadvipa dham sarva dhama sar. You are the essence of all the holy places. When will I receive your darshan? Oh Navadvip Dham, when will I behold you? When will I see you, Navadvip Dham? This is the hankering we should have for Shri Navadvip Dham. Gaura Amara Jesabasthane Korila Brahmana Range Sesabasthane Heriboami Pranai Bhakata Sange. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya is saying, Gaura Amar, my Gauranga, Gaura Amar, Je Sabasthane Korila Brahmana Range. My Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whichever places he visited and enjoyed his pastimes, Se Sabasthana, all those places, Heribyo Ami, I will visit those places, I will see those places. I will behold, I will have darshan of those places. Pranai bhakata sange. in the association of Gaur Premi Jan. Pranay means prem. Pranay Bhakata Sanghe. I will not go there with some tourist guide. No. I will go with devotees. Gaur Premi Jan. I will go with sincere devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and visit all the places of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Sri Navadvip Dham is the home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, it's a place of worship for all of us. Our worshipable Ishtadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, appeared there, performed their Leela in Navadvip in Eka Chakra. So that is our place of worship. And they will take us to our home, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, Navadvip Dham is my place of worship and Sri Vrindavan Dham is my home. Radha Krishna Pranamor Yugala Kishore Jivane Marane Gati Arana Himur. So this is the Siddhanta. When will I have darshan of Navadvip Dham? And Navadvip Dham, please remember, is Sarvadham Sar. It is non-different from Vrindavan. Navadvip Dham is the highest abode. It is the Audarya Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya Dham, the sweet abode. Navadvip Dham is the abode of mercy. It is non-different. There is no difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip because in Vrindavan we have Radha Krishna, in Navadvip we have Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Therefore, Navadvip and Vrindavan are not different. Hari Bol. But again and again he is praying that, oh Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you are the life of my life. Please give me darshan. Please give me your mercy. And oh Navadvip Dham, you are the essence of all dhams. You are the supreme dham. Please give me darshan. Please give me darshan. I want to see you. Now, how was Sri Jiva Goswami's form? Let us visualize Sri Jiva Goswami as he is on his way to Navadvip. Kaishora vayasa jiva sundara ghatana vairagyera parakashtha apurva darshana. This is the form of Srila Jiva Goswami. Kaishora, he is young, teenager. 13, 14, 15 years old. Teenager, Kaishora avastha. There is Kumar avastha, Pauganda and Kishore avastha. Kishore, he was young teenager. Kaishora vayasa jiva sundara ghatana, and his body was very handsome, very well built, very handsome, perfectly formed. Mahapurushna, very attractive. Vairagyera parakashtha, and he was the extreme limit. Parakashtha means extreme limit. He was the vairagyera parakashtha, extreme limit of renunciation. Not that he was handsome, so he was very attached to his looks. He was very proud of his looks. No. Although very handsome, but vairagyera parakashtha. He was the supreme example of complete renunciation. And apurva darshan. He had unprecedented beauty. Apurva darshan. This is our Jiva Goswami. Please imagine, visualize our Srila Jiva Goswami. He's 13, 14 years old. Leaving his home, going to Sri Navadvip Dham, going to Nadia. Chaliya chaliya kato dine mahashay Navadvip uttarila sada premamay. After walking many days like this, many days he walked. Young teenager boy, all alone, walking. Sri Jiva Goswami finally reached Sri Navadvip Dham. His heart was overwhelmed with feelings of prema. Premamay. His heart was overwhelmed with feelings of prema upon entering Sri Navadvip Dham. Srila Jiva Goswami's condition upon only beholding Navadvip. He has not even gone inside, just beholding Navadvip from afar. Dure haite Navadvip kari darshan, dandavata hai pade paya achetan. Seeing Sri Navadvip Dham, dure haite. Seeing Sri Navadvip Dham from a distance, kari dandavat. He offered his dandavat pranam. On taking darshan, he did dandavat pranam to Sri Navadvip Dham. Just by looking at Navadvip Dham, he did dandavat pranam. He offered his obeisances and paya achetan. Achetan. He became achetan. He became unconscious. Out of ecstasy, such love, such ecstasy that he became unconscious. How many of us have ever experienced such ecstasy? Raise your hands. That we became unconscious. We became unconscious. Never. It has never happened like that. But our Srila Jiva Goswami experienced such extreme ecstasy that he went unconscious. Srila Jiva Goswami is now entering Sri Navadvip Dham. কতক্ষণ পরে নিজ চিত্ত করি স্থির, প্রবেশিল নবদ্বীপে পুলক শরীর। আহা, আফটার সাম টাইম হি কাম ডাউন, আফটার সাম টাইম হি কেম ব্যাক টু হিজ এক্সটার্নাল কনশিয়াসনেস, অ্যান্ড পুলক শরীর উইথ হিজ হেয়ার স্ট্যান্ডিং অন এন্ড হি এন্টার্ড শ্রী নবদ্বীপ ধাম, প্রবেশিল নবদ্বীপ পুলক শরীর। আহা, গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর, হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে বহনীর। গৌরাঙ্গ নিত্যানন্দ নবদ্বীপ, গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর, হেয়ার স্ট্যান্ডিং অন এন্ড জাস্ট বাই চ্যান্টিং দ নেম গৌরাঙ্গ, গৌরাঙ্গ আই এম চ্যান্টিং, নথিং ইজ হ্যাপনিং বিকজ হার্ট ইজ মেড অফ স্টোন, হার্ট ইজ মেড অফ স্টোন ভেরি হার্ড বিকজ অফ অফেন্সেস অ্যান্ড সিনস, বাট আওয়ার শিলা জীব গোস্বামী সো বিউটিফুল, হি সো টেন্ডার, হি সো পিওর, হি সো পিওর, হি সো ফিল্ড উইথ লাভ বাই সেইং গৌরাঙ্গ নিত্যানন্দ নবদ্বীপ, বাই লুকিং এট নবদ্বীপ ধাম হিজ হেয়ার ইজ স্ট্যান্ডিং অন ইট। ক্যান ইউ ইমাজিন, ও আই এম প্লেসিং মাই ফিট ইন শ্রী নবদ্বীপ ধাম, দিস ইজ দ্য ডাস্ট টচড বাই দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু, শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, শ্রী অদ্বৈত প্রভু, শ্রী গদাধর পণ্ডিত, শ্রী শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর, কোলাবেচ শ্রীধর, শুক্লাম্বর ব্রহ্মচারী, শিবানন্দ সেন, অল দিস ওয়ান্ডারফুল 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 ডিভোটিস, শ্রী হরিদাস ঠাকুর, দে হ্যাভ রোল্ড ইন দিস ডাস্ট। আহা, আই এম এন্টারিং দ্যাট নবদ্বীপ ধাম, সচ এক্সটাসি, হেয়ার ইজ স্ট্যান্ডিং অন ইট, প্রবেশিল নবদ্বীপ পুলক শরীর, সো বিউটিফুল দিস ইজ, সো বিউটিফুল। শ্রী জীব গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। বারকোণা ঘাটে আসি জিজ্ঞাসে সবারে, কোথা প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ দেখাও আমারে। আহা, আপন অ্যারাইভিং এট বারকোণা ঘাট ইন শ্রী নবদ্বীপ, জিজ্ঞাসে সবারে, শ্রী জীব গোস্বামী আস্কিং এভরিওয়ান, এভরিওয়ান ইজ আস্কিং, কোথা প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, ওয়ের ইজ মাই প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, ওয়ের ইজ শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, দেখাও আমারে, প্লিজ শো মি, প্লিজ টেল মি, প্লিজ শো মি, আই ওয়ান্ট টু সি শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু, সো বিউটিফুল। শ্রীজীবের ভাব দেখি কোন মহাজন, প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ যথা লয় তৎক্ষণ। সিং শিল জীব গোস্বামী ইমার্সড ইন ডিপ এক্সটাসি, ও মহাজন ভার্চুয়াস ম্যান অফ নবদ্বীপ টুক হিম টু ওয়ের শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু ওয়াজ স্টেইং। জয় হো। নাও শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অলরেডি নিউ that my little jiva is coming to meet me. Heta prabhu nityananda atta atta hasi, shri jiva asibe boli antare ullasi, antare ullasi. Shri Nityananda prabhu already was, his name is Nityananda but he's experiencing ati ananda, ati ullas, knowing that this wonderful jiva goswami is coming. He understood in his heart that Srila Jiva Goswami is coming. He felt so happy and atta atta hasi. Loudly he was laughing. My Jiva is coming. Jiva Goswami is coming. Adnya dilo daso gane Shri Jive anite aneko Vaishnava jai Shri Jive sambhodite. Shri Nityananda called all his parikars. Come, come, come. My dear servants, go and get Srila Jiva Goswami. He has come. He has come. Go and get. He said, told everybody. Agya dila dasa gane Shri Jive anite. Would you like to be a servant of Shri Nityananda Prabhu? Where Nityananda Prabhu will tell you, Jiva Goswami has come. Go and call him. You get to see Shri Jiva Goswami. You get to serve Shri Nityananda Prabhu. This is Gaur Leela. This is Gaur Leela. Hare Krishna. And then Nityananda Prabhu will bless you with 72 hours of kirtan and dancing. Nacho gao bhakta sane karo sankirtan. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ordered his servants to go search for Jiva Goswami and bring him. Many Vaishnavas went here and there searching, calling out for Shri Jiva Goswami. Satvika vikara purna Shri Jive ra sharir, dekhi Jiva bali sabe karile na sthir. When they saw Shri Jiva Goswami's body decorated with the 8 symptoms of ecstasy, tears flowing from his eyes, hair standing on end, body trembling, voice choked up, color has become pale, he has become stunned, not able to move. When they saw all these ecstatic symptoms, they could understand this must be Srila Jiva Goswami. And they tried to pacify him. केह केह आगे गिया महा प्रेम भरे नित्यानंद प्रभु आज्ञा विज्ञापन करे समवन केम फॉरवर्ड एंड ग्रेट लव टोल्ड जीव गोस्वामी श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु इज कॉलिंग फॉर यू श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु इज कॉलिंग फॉर यू जीव गोस्वामी वुड यू लाइक टू कम वॉट वॉज श्रील जीव गोस्वामी कंडीशन अपॉन हियरिंग द नेम श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु प्रभु नित्यानंद नाम करिया श्रवण धरणी ते पड़े जीव हय अचेतन कैन वी एवर 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 रिपे द सप्तम गोस्वामी नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट श्री श्रीमद सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर महाशय कैन वी एवर व्हाट हैज ही गिवन अस सच स्वीट डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ आवर आचार्यस जय श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर महाशय की जय नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते प्रभु नित्यानंद नाम करिया श्रवण धरणी ते पड़े जीव हय अचेतन अपॉन हियरिंग द नेम ऑफ श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु श्रील जीव गोस्वामी बिकेम अनकॉन्शियस अचेतन एंड धरणी ते पड़े ही फेल ऑन द ग्राउंड मूर्छित अवस्था क्षणेक उठिया बोले बड़ भाग्य मम प्रभु नित्यानंद कृपा पाइला अधम आहा आफ्टर सम टाइम श्री जीव गोस्वामी केम बैक टू हिज स्टूडेंट हाउ मेनी टाइम्स ही इज पेंटिंग दिस इज एक्सटसी दिस इज आनंदाम्बुधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम दिस इज भक्ति मार्ग दिस इज नित्यानंद प्रभु कृपा आर को बे नित्यानंद आर कबे नित्याशांत करुणा होइबे संसार वासन मोरा कबे तुच्छ हबे विषय छाड़िया कबे शुद्ध हबे मन तबे आम हेरिबो श्री वृंदावन दिस इज द mood of entering Vrindavan or Navadvip. Arakave nitai chander karuna hoive. We have to receive the mercy of Shri Nityananda Prabhu. Hridaya has to be nirmal. Heart has to become pure. Then we can see actually what is the dham. Kshane ka uthiya bale bada bhagya mama. Prabhu Nityananda kripa paila adhama. Even though I am adham, even though I am very fallen, I am very bhagyavan. बड़ा भाग्य वाय बिकॉज प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु कृपा इज देयर ऑन मी श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु कृपा इज देयर ऑन मी इज कॉलिंग मी देयरफॉर इवन दो आई एम अधम आई एम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट बट ऐसा नहीं कि श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु हैज कॉल्ड मी सो नाउ आई विल निग्लेक्ट ऑल दीज लिटिल टाइनी प्यूनी डिवोटीज व्हाट डू आई नीड देम फॉर नाउ नित्यानंद प्रभु इज कॉलिंग मी नॉट लाइक दैट श्री हरिदास ठाकुर महाशय इज लाइंग ऑन हिज डेथ बेड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज प्लेस्ड हिज लोटस फुट ऑन हिज हार्ट is giving darshan, you are looking at Gaura Chandra, beautiful moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has come to take you at the time of death. Personally, such a sweet ending. But Srila Haridas Thakur is not neglecting the devotees. With one hand, he is holding the lotus foot of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart. With his eyes, he is looking at the beautiful moon-like face of Gaura Chandra. With his mouth, he is chanting, Hare Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. But with his right hand, he's taking the dust of the feet of all the Vaishnavas who are standing nearby and smearing it on his head. This is Srila Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu is there on his chest, but he's reaching for the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. This is the nature of prem. Where there is prem, there is humility. Where there is dambha, there is ahankar, there is pride, arrogance. That means there is deficiency. Of Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem deficiency. Symptom is pride, arrogance. Krishna Prem sufficiency. Symptom is humility. Humility. Respect for others. Amani namadena. Look at Srila Jiva Goswami. Bale tumi sabe more haile sadaye Nityananda pada pai sarva shastre kahe. Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining the Siddhanta of Shastra. This was his habit. he was very, very well versed in the Siddhanta. With a joyful heart, Srila Jiva Goswami offered his prostrate obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and prayed. All the Shastra, they are proclaiming what? that we must take the blessings of the devotees in order to get the blessings of Krishna. If all of you bestow your mercy upon a person like me, then I can also attain the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All of you have already attained. You are partials. You are Nityananda Prabhu's associates. If you bless me, then I can also get Nityananda Prabhu. Jivera so bhagya heri kate ko vaishnava charane radhuli lae kariya utsava. Now, this is very beautiful. Seeing the great fortune of Sri Jiva Goswami, some of the Vaishnavas took dust off his feet and observed a festival. In other words, with delighted hearts, they smeared that dust over their bodies. My question is, why did the devotees smear Sri Jiva Goswami's dust on their body? Why? Who is Sri Jiva? He has not even had darshan of Nityananda. These are the parikars of Nityananda. Why they are taking dust from Sri Jiva Goswami? What is the marma of this verse? Raise your hand. Why Nityananda Prabhu's parikar? They are older. They have had direct association of Nityananda Prabhu. Here is someone who is coming to have association with Nityananda Prabhu. First time he is coming to Dham. Why his dust? Yes, Janani Mataji and Satyarupa Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Just a small try. Is it because Jiva Goswami had taken Guru Padashraya?
Yes, because Jiva Goswami is so humble. Seeing his humility, they understood that he has received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He is a very fortunate person. He is so humble. He is taking our blessings. And Nityananda Prabhu has called him. He has taken shelter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He has taken ashray of Adi Guru Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Guru Pada Ashray. He has taken shelter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He has so much faith in Sri Nityananda Prabhu and he has so much humility that Nityananda Prabhu is calling him and he is praying to us. He doesn't need us. Nityananda Prabhu is directly calling him. But he's saying, if you give me your blessings, then I can attain Nityananda Prabhu. Such humility. Humility means there is kripa. Humility means there is spiritual advancement. So the associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu understood this Jiva Goswami has received the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Takes one to know one. Therefore, they are taking the dust from Nityananda Prabhu's feet and making it a utsav festival. Sabe mili jive laya Nityananda jatha Vaishnave veshtita kabu kahe Krishna katha. They all took Srila Jiva Goswami to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Who? Nityananda Prabhu kya kar raha hai? Nityananda Prabhu in his semi-internal consciousness, was from time to time singing the pastimes of Sri Krishna in the midst of many other Vaishnavas. Here is Sri Nityananda Prabhu sitting in the sabha of so many devotees in Navadvip. And he is in his divine ecstasy. He is in his internal consciousness. But sometimes he comes to semi-internal. Semi-internal means he is half internal, half external. So there is some communication with the external world. In that state, he speaks some Krishna Katha and again goes internal. This is our Nityananda Prabhu. Sada Prema Unmad. He's always in Divya Unmad of Prem. Let us see the first verse of Sri Nityananda Ashtakam. It is so beautiful. This is Nityananda Prabhu. Swarachandra Bhranti Spuradamala Kantim Gajagatim Hari Premon Mattam Drita Paramasatvam Smitamukham Samagurunan Netram Karakalita Vetram Kalibhidam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadhi. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the root of the bhakti tree. And I always worship him. Bhaje Nityanandam Niravadhi. I always worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Why? He is Bhajana Tarukandam. He is the root of the bhakti tree. He is the root of the tree of Krishna Bhajan. And how is he? Oh, his complexion is Sarachandra, like the autumn moon. More brilliant than the autumn moon. Sarachandra Bhranti. Spurad. Amala Kanti. Moon has got spots, but our Nityananda Prabhu's beauty is amala. It is spotless. And how does he walk? Gajagatin. He walks like the majesty and the confidence of an elephant. Nityananda Prabhu. Acha, what is the mood?
Hari Premon Mattam. Hari Prem Unmatta. He is maddened with Hari Prem. Hari Prem Unmatta. And he is the holder of the supreme truth. Dhrita Parama Satvam. What is that supreme truth? Satyam Satyam Punas Satyam Harer Nama Eva Kevalam. Always he is chanting Hari Nam, which is the Param Satya. That's why he is called Dhrita Parama Satvam. He is holding on to the supreme truth, Hari Nam. And how is this face? How is the face of Sri Nityananda Prabhu? The sweetest ornament on Sri Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful face is a sweet smile. Smita Mukham. Smita means smiling. Smita Mukham. He's always smiling. And Samagurunan Netram. He's completely rolling his eyes as if he's intoxicated. Samagurunam Netram. But what is he intoxicated with? Hari Prem Unmatta. He's intoxicated with Hari Prem. And his eyes are rolling. Samagurunan Netram. And what is he holding in his hand? Kara Kalita Vetram. He's holding a stick in his hand. Vetram and stick. For what? Kalibhidam. To destroy Kali. Kali ko bhaga raha hai. Chalo, bhaga yahan se Kali. Kalibhidam. Stick lega haath mein. The stick in Nityananda Prabhu's hand is the source of greatest fear for Kali Dev. Kali kalmashanashanam. Kalibhidam. He scares away Kali. Chalo, bhag Kali yahan se. Bhago yahan se. Kalibhidam, the stick in his hand. Oh, this is the Nityananda Prabhu I always worship. Bhaja Nityanandam Niravadi. I always worship Sri Nityananda. Such a beautiful verse. Vaishala Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur. Sarachandra Bhranti Spuradamalakantim Gajagatim Hari Premon Mattam Dhrita Paramasattvam Smitamukham Samagurnan Netram Karakalita Vetram Kalibhidam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadhi. Hare Krishna. So this is our Nityananda Prabhu that Srila Jiva Goswami is with. So let's continue. So all of them took him to Nityananda Prabhu, who in a semi-internal consciousness was speaking Krishna Katha to the Vaishnavas. What was Srila Jiva Goswami's condition upon seeing the unprecedented beauty of Sri Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu ka darshan paakar, kaisi thi avastha hamare Srila Jiva Goswami ki? Prabhu Nityanandera dekhiya divya roop, jivera sharira haya bhava abarup. Wow. Upon seeing the divya roop, the transcendental form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, extraordinary divine emotions arose in the body of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jivera sharira haya bhava abarup. Bhav vibhor ho gaye Srila Jiva Goswami. He was overwhelmed with transcendental, ecstatic, spiritual emotion just by seeing Sri Nityananda Prabhu. What is the beauty of Sri Nityananda Prabhu? Ki apurva rupa aja herinu baliya padila dharanita dharanitale achetana haya. Ah, ki apurva rupa aja herinu baliya. Jiva Goswami said, what an unprecedented beauty I am beholding today. The beauty of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, padila dharani tale, and he fell to the ground, achetana haya, completely unconscious, just by darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. And if people say, I had darshan of Radharani, I had darshan of Krishna, I had darshan of Nityananda Prabhu, I had darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and they are still eating in restaurants, still talking about news, still watching movies, still wasting time. They still have taste for Prajalpa. Are, when you have seen Bhagwan, what taste you will have for Prajalpa? Who are you cheating? Who are you fooling? Ki apurva rupa aaj herinu baliya, padila dharani tale achetana haiya. This is the symptom of having darshan. Sri Jiva Goswami is meeting with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Haribol. Mahakripa vashe prabhu Nityananda Rai jive uthaila loye apanara pai. Aha. Srila Nityananda Prabhu is supremely compassionate. Mahakripa vashe. Under the control of Mahakripa. Mahakripa vashe prabhu Nityananda Rai, our Nityananda Prabhu, jive uthaiya. He picked up Jiva Goswami लय आपनार पाए एंड एक्सेप्टेड हिम एज हिज ओन, एक्सेप्टेड हिम एज हिज ओन, एक्सेप्टेड हिम एट हिज ओन लोटस फीट. व्यस्त है श्री जीव गोस्वामी दंडाईला कर जुड़ी नित्यानंदे कहिते लागिला. श्री जीव गोस्वामी ओवरकम विथ इमोशन स्टूड अप एंड कर जुड़ी फोल्डिंग हिज हैंड्स ब्रिंगिंग हिज हैंड्स टुगेदर कहिते लागिला ही बिगैन टू स्पीक टू श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु. श्री जीव गोस्वामी ओवरकम विथ इमोशन व्यस्त है कंप्लीटली ओवरवेल्ड विथ इमोशन इज गोइंग टू ऑफर प्रेयर्स टू श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु. श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय. श्री जीव गोस्वामी सेइंग विश्वरूप विश्वधाम तुमी बलराम आमी जीव की बाजानी तव गुण ग्राम. ओ यू आर विश्वरूप मीन्स यू आर द यंगर ब्रदर, यू आर द एल्डर ब्रदर ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. यू आर विश्वरूप, विश्वरूप मर्ज्ड इन यू इन पांडरपुर, दैट इज विश्वरूप. एंड यू आर विश्वरूप, यू आर द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, ऑल द manifestations are coming from you. Tumi Vishwaru, Vishwadham, the whole universe rests in you. Matsthani Sarva Bhutani, everything rests in you, O Nityananda Prabhu. Tumi Balaram, you are Balaram. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sei, Balaram Hoilo Nitai. O Nityananda Prabhu, you are Balram, who is non-different from Krishna. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. I am just a Jiva. I am Jiva Goswami. And I am just a Jiva. I am just a Anu Chidvastu. You are Brihad Chidvastu. You are Purna Chidvastu. What do I know of your noble virtues? Ami Jiva Kiba Jani Tava Guna Gram. How can I know? You are the abode of all virtues. How can I know you? Tumi mora prabhu nitya amita vadas tomara charana chaya ekamatra ash. Tumi mora prabhu nitya. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, you are my eternal master. And amita vadas, this is sambandha dhyan. Tomara charana chaya ekamatra ash. What is the abhideya? I just want to attain your lotus feet. Just want to attain your lotus feet. For that we have to chant and hear. My only ekamatra ash, my only desire is na dhanam na janam na sundari. My only desire is tomara charana chhai. I want your lotus feet. Tumi mora prabhu nitya amita vadas tomara charana chhai ekamatra ash. Tumi jare kar daya sei anayase Shri Chaitanya pada paaye prema jale bhase. Wow. One who receives your mercy, O Nityananda Prabhu, easily attains, anayase, easily attains Shri Chaitanya pada paaye and prema jale bhase. Attains the lotus of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and prema jale bhase. He floats, becomes immersed in the nectarian ocean of Krishna prema. Anyone who receives your kripa, anyone who receives your mercy. Without Sri Nityananda's mercy, it is impossible to obtain the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tomara karuna bina gaura nahi paai, shata janme bhaje jadi gaurange hi aai. We learn the siddhanta from Sri Meena Ketana Ramdas also. What happened to Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's brother and Gunaranama Mishra? They fell down because they did not have respect for Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Ardha kukuti nyaya. Tomara karuna bina gaura nahi paaye. Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, one cannot get Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shadda janma bhaje jadi Gauranga hi aaye. We can worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu for hundreds and hundreds of births, but one will not get Gauranga Mahaprabhu if we don't have the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Gaura danda kare jadi tumi rakshakara. Last verse, my dear friends, ecstatic verse. Please pay attention. Gaura danda kare jadi tumi rakshakar, tumi jare danda kara gauratarapar. If Sri Gaurahari punishes someone, you can protect. But if you punish someone, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never protect that person. Hari sthane aparadhe tare hari nama, toma sthane aparadhe nahi paritrana. गौर दंड करे जदि तुम्ही रक्षा कर तुम्ही जा रे दंड कर गौर नाही पर महाप्रभु विल नेवर विल Just one more verse, please give me. I know it is time up. Srila Jiva Goswami, it's his appearance day today. Srila Jiva Goswami's prayer at Srila Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. Atayva Prabhu Tava Charana Kamale Lainu Sharanami Sukriti Ravale. On the strength of whatever Sukriti I have, let me take shelter of your lotus feet, my dear Nityananda Prabhu. Tumi Kripa Kari More Deha Anumati Shri Gaura Darshana Pai Gaure Haurati. Aha, what a prayer. Tumi Kripa Kari More Deha Anumati. Please give me your mercy and give me your permission. Shri Gaura Darshana Pai. May I attain the darshan of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Gaure Haurati. May I have Rati, attachment to Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Such a beautiful, beautiful prayer. This continues. Continues. It's a very beautiful section. Much more is there. So you can read, my dear friends, if you want. Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the Parikrama Parikram Parikran Prakaran in this book, chapter dealing with the Parikrama. So with this, I will stop here. And wanted to say a few words about Lord Vamanadeva also and Shri Vrindavan Dham also, the Sakha pastimes. But of course, the time is up. So I will stop here. But something all of you can read. See, there is a chapter in the 12th chapter of the 10th Canto Srimad Bhagavatam. You can read the first few verses. I wanted to read those verses with all of you. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 12. The killing of Dhenukasur, I think. So some Rakshas is killed in that 12th chapter. But the beginning of that chapter is, or killing of Aghasur demon. In chapter 12, killing of Aghasur demon. In that chapter, in the beginning, there are beautiful descriptions of Krishna and Balram with their friends. What games they played, how they would decorate themselves, how they would wander in the forests of Vrindavan. That description you can read, because today we are seeing how Nityananda Prabhu was in the Sakhabhav, enjoying, rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. So please read those first few verses of the 12th chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So like that. So I will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Haribol. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we can take a few.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much for such wonderful session, Prabhu. Very nice description of Lord Nityananda. It was Jiva Goswami's appearance day, and you have given us such nice nectarian class about him also, sort of what bhakti bhav we should have as a devotee for Nityananda, and through him only we can attain the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Dear devotees, please, if you have any questions or realizations, please share with Prabhuji. Yeah, Lavanya Mataji, please go ahead.
Krishna, please accept my pranams. Thank you so much for your kindness. And my question is that how can one develop the real humility in the conditioned state? How can the real humility can be developed within the heart? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Lavanya Mataji, for a very nice question. Humility comes with spiritual advancement, and it is a gift of Krishna. All these divine qualities are gifts of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, there are divine qualities that are described and there are demoniac qualities that are described. When we turn away from Krishna, the demoniac qualities naturally manifest. And when we turn to Krishna, when we associate with Krishna, because Krishna is the abode of all good qualities, we get those good qualities. Humility is a gift of Krishna. Practically, how to develop humility is by pleasing Krishna. If through our chanting, through our behavior, through our hearing, through our reading, through our Vaishnav Seva, we please Krishna, naturally humility will come. Naturally humility will come. All good qualities will come. Therefore, we should chant sincerely and pray to Krishna that Krishna, please give me humility. We have to recite this third verse of Shikshashtakam with this prayer that I want this Sahishnuta. I want this humility, Karpanyata. I want tolerance. I want to become respectful. I want to become prideless, Amanina. We have to say this to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, that I want humility, Krishna. Please give me humility. Please. Without humility, I cannot chant properly. Without humility, I cannot approach you. Tvam akinchana gochara. Make me akinchan. I want akinchan vritti. Whether materially I am akinchan or not, that is up to you, Krishna. But I want akinchan vritti. Shuklambar Brahmachari also was akinchan and Maharaj Pratap Rudra also was akinchan. It is a vritti that I don't have anything other than Krishna. And I don't want anything other than Krishna. So therefore, we have to pray to Krishna, pray to Shri Guru, Shri Gauranga, that I want humility. That is the way to get humility. And consciously, we have to try not to give in to the urges of false ego. When, because of our previous conditionings, we are given an impetus, an urge to act in a non-humble way, to act in an arrogant way, we have to consciously curb that mentality and those actions. Lavanya Mathur, are you listening carefully? Where are you? Where is Lavanya Mathur?
Yes.
You're listening, na?
Yes.
The problem is our false ego does not present feelings of arrogance and pride as feelings of arrogance and pride. Suppose I want to chastise you. I have to chastise this Lavanya Mataji. My false ego will not tell me, Are Adi Gadadhar Das, you are so arrogant. You think you are better than Lavanya Mataji. That's why you want to chastise her. Who gave you that adhikar? My false ego will not think like this. My false ego will present that propensity to chastise you as Adi Gadadhar Das, this is your sacred holy duty. It is your service to Srila Prabhupada. You have to chastise her to help her. The false ego will present this propensity to chastise you like that. And then I will chastise you and feel good about it. Yes, I have done a good service. But actually, I acted out of ego, out of pride. So we have to consciously identify where is this tendency to act under the influence of pride and arrogance, which is opposite of humility, and curb that tendency. Even though the mind will tell us, but it is not arrogance, Baba. It is not arrogance. You are doing the right thing. Do it. It's required. It is your service. No. It is not my service. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalay or Das Das Anudas. I am the servant of the servant of the servant. Unless one is the Shiksha Guru or one is the Diksha Guru, we don't have the right to chastise like that. So we have to identify this tendency in us to act with arrogance and pride, which is the opposite of humility, and curb that tendency and follow the path of humility. This consciously we have to do. Analyze our behavior. Did I act arrogantly or did I act with humility? And we have to choose humility. Try to choose humility. And at the same time, chant sincerely and pray to Krishna. Krishna, give me humility. Please, I'm begging you. Trinadapi Sunichan, I want this. See, these are all sthiti. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the Shikshashtakam, ye ek sthiti hai. It's a state of consciousness. त्रिनादपि सुनिचन इज अ स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. शून्यायतम जगत सर्वम गोविंद विरहेणम इज अ स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. मत प्राणनाथो सेवा नापरा इज अ स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस. एंड कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मीन्स टू प्रे टू कृष्णा फॉर दिस कॉन्शियसनेस विच इज प्लीजिंग टू कृष्णा. कृष्णा लाइक्स दिस कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मत प्राणनाथसु सेवा नापरा. कृष्णा लाइक्स दिस कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मम जन्मनी जन्मनेश्वर भवतात भक्ति रहेतु कितुए. कृष्णा लाइक्स दिस कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ त्रिनादपि सुनिचन तरुणपि सहिष्णुता मानिना मानदेना कीर्तने सुधारि. सो यू हैव टू प्रे फॉर दैट स्थिति. यू हैव टू प्रे फॉर दैट स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस टू कृष्णा बिकॉज दैट स्टेट प्लीजेस कृष्णा. इट्स सो ब्यूटिफुल. दिस इज स्पिरिचुअल साइकोलॉजी. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. So we have to cultivate that psychology of a devotee. This is what I aspire for. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would write letters to his Gopalji. I am not asking you for money. I am not asking you for good health. I am not asking you for a harmonious, happy family life. I am not asking you for any sensual enjoyment. I just want to love you. I just want to love you. When Param Pujya Srila Radha Govind Das Goswami Maharaj was asked, what do you want? He said, I just want to cry for Krishna. Rurudu Suswaram Rajan. That is Manjari Bhav. That is Gopi Bhav. I just want to cry for Krishna. The gopis are always crying for Krishna. Maharaj is not asking, cure me from my stroke. Give me a... There is not even a fan in Maharaj's room. He's so simple. He's really living like the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Actually, Srila Prabhupada had said, it is my desire that some of my disciples should live in Sri Vrindavan Dham in the mood of the Goswamis. Such a matter of pride for us that we have devotees of the caliber of Sri Pada Indra Prabhu, Sri Radha Govindas Goswami Maharaj in our movement who are actually doing that. They are non-different from Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shri Jeeva Gopalakau. They are non-different from these Goswamis. Really, really, they are non-different. Such high level of consciousness. It is not easy to live in the dham. Krishna tava punya have bhaye punya kori be jabe Radharani sukhi have. Dhruva ati boli to mata hai. Unless Radharani's mercy is there, this state of consciousness is impossible. Impossible. So we have to pray for that consciousness. You have to chant sincerely. As we make spiritual advancement, these divine qualities will manifest automatically. When we become Hari Bhakta. And we should pray for these qualities also. Krishna, please give me these qualities. This is what I want. Then Krishna will give. Krishna will give. You have to pray for it. And we have to do bhajan. Show Krishna that we mean our prayer. If you say, Krishna, humility chahiye, tolerance chahiye, and then we go and watch a movie. We don't mean that prayer. That prayer was just lip deep. It was not heart deep. But we should pray and we should live our life according to those prayers. If you are asking for humility, we should actually try make conscious decisions to act humble. You have a choice. I can act arrogantly or I can act humbly. Choose humility. Choose to chant more, choose to hear more, choose to read more. You have to show Krishna. Cannot cheat Maya. Maya is so strong. Kaise Bharat Maharaj ko pakad liya? Through the quality of compassion and daya. Dhala. So we have to be sincere. Bottom line is we have to be sincere. We have to pray for these divine qualities and we have to chant sincerely. Okay, Parima Mataji, last question. I have to go now. Hare Krishna. Mataji, was it okay? Lavanya Mataji?
Yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji. I had one more question, but maybe I'll ask it.
Go ahead quickly.
I had another question. That is, that what is the process of doing pranam? As we see even in the Kunti Maharani's prayer, she just said that, oh, Krishna, I cannot even read scriptures and I'm not even eligible to do that. But all I can offer is my pranams. And even if we see Jiva Goswami's example, he just did his pranam and he felt unconscious. So what is the right way to do the pranam, as in this conditioned state we feel that this is just a physical exercise? So please enlighten.
Very nice. This question is a reflection of your sincerity. You really want to understand what is obeisances, what is pranam. So everything has external and internal, Lavanya Mataji. There is external pranam, which is what you have identified. It's on a bodily level. Just bow down. Panchanga pranam. Five angas of the body should touch the ground. Hands, two feet, and the head. Five anga touch the ground. It is panchanga pranam. Bow down. I respect you. I take a humble position. That is external. And that is important. That's where it begins. But there is internal also. And internal pranam means, my Guru Maharaj, Parampuja Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, defines pranam. Says, to make the desires of our spiritual master the topmost priority. And to make our personal likes and dislikes subservient to the desire of Sri Guru. That is real pranam. That is real pranam. My Guru Maharaj said in one class that otherwise physically we can offer pranam. Vancha kalpataru vyascha. We can say like that. And in our mind, we are saying, pancha. Pancha, I want to punch you. Kalpa, for one whole kalpa, Maharaj said. Punch you for a whole kalpa. Internally. Externally, we are doing vancha kalpataru vyascha. But internally, I think, I hate you so much. That is not pranam. So pranam has internal and external. External is the physical pranam, which is important. To do panchanga pranam for Matajis. Two hands, two legs and head. Five angas touching the ground. Indicating I take a humble position and I offer my respects to you. I offer my respects to you. Your respectable, worshipable superior. That is physical pranam. But internal pranam means I will serve you. And when we offer pranam to Guru and Krishna, it means I will live my life according to your instructions. Internal mood of pranam is mat prananathastu sa eva napara. Internal mood of pranam is manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arpilu tu vapade nanda kishor. Atma nivedanam. That is the internal mood of pranam. I will live my life according to your instructions. I will please you. I will serve you. That is internal pranam. And that we have to cultivate. But first we have to identify who is our guru. First we have to identify who is our Ishtadev. Once we have established my guru Srila Prabhupada and my Ishtadev Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Radha and Krishna, then we can start. First we have to identify. So like that. That is internal and external. Everything has internal and external. Four regulative principles. Externally, yes. No meat, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. But internally, it is so deep. Not to speak rudely means no meat eating. The whole principle is no violence. So how can we do emotional violence against devotees? To speak rudely, to hurt them, to disrespect them, to neglect them. That is eating meat. But that's a subtle form of eating meat. Intoxication. We might not take alcohol and drugs, but we may feel very proud of our achievements. We are intoxicated. It's a pramadavastha to think I am great. Kartaha mati iti manyate. That's a intoxicated state. Ahankara vimudatma. Kartaha miti manyate. So to think that I am the doer, to think I am great, to think I am I am that, I am an advanced devotee. This is an intoxication. It's a subtle intoxication. So even the four regulative principles have external meaning and internal meaning. And both are important. But of the two, internal is more important. Because when we are dying, we may not be able to do pranam physically. Mahajan Shri Bhishma Pitama was not able to do pranam to Krishna in the end. He was lying on the Sharashaya, he was lying on the bed of arrows. But internally he was doing pranam. Internally. Because therefore Brahmaji says, तत्तेनुकंपां सुसमीक्षमानो भुंजान एवात्मकृतं विपाकं हृद वाक वपु भी विदधन नमस्ते. योर क्वेश्चन इज अबाउट नमस्कार प्रणाम विदधन नमस्ते. ऑल थ्री हैज टू बी देयर विद द बॉडी. बट इफ विद बॉडी इज नॉट पॉसिबल देन विद द वर्ड्स वी कैन डू. बट इवन इफ द वॉइस इज चोक्ड अप प्राण प्रणाय समय कफवात पित्तौ इवन वॉइस इज चोक्ड अप in the heart nothing is stopping us from offering obeisances. Bhishmadev offered obeisances in the end with his heart. Even his voice was choked up, his body could not move, his voice was not coming out. In the end he just looked at Krishna, closed his eyes. In the heart he was offering his love, his pranam to Krishna, and Krishna accepted that, because the good news is Krishna is in the heart. Krishna is in the heart. Ishwar sarva bhutan vadesh arjuna tishtati. So there is external and internal. Internal is more important. Internal is more important. Sometimes there may be some breaking of the regulative principle also accidentally. It may be possible. Something may happen. We may invest in 401k where there may be some long-term investments. Some short-term investments also may be there. But that is gambling. But internally, are we gambling? Intern gambling means what? To take chances. Are we taking chances with bhakti? When nobody is watching, are we doing things that we are not supposed to do? Ek movie dekh leta, nothing will happen. I'll watch this one movie, nothing will happen. I'll watch this one show on YouTube, nothing will happen. Are we taking chances? We are gambling. But if we are internally not gambling, then externally there may be some mistakes sometimes, knowingly, unknowingly. But we are protected. If internally we are fixed. So internal four regulative principles is more important. That in our heart we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to take chances with bhakti. We don't want to be intoxicated. And even in our mind we don't want to think of any other woman other than our wife for enjoyment. Or any other man other than our husband. Internally we want to accept the principle of brahmacharya. That is internal. And that is more important. And to conclude, Lavanya Mataji, always remember this. There are two types of disciples. There is external disciple and there is internal disciple. External disciple is one who has taken diksha, who has taken mantra from Guru. He has got a name. He has got a teen circle wala kanthi mala. He has got initiated beads chanted on by Gurudev. Bade bade beads masta. Everybody knows him by the spiritual name. Adi Gadadhar Das Ki Jai Ho. Like that. That is external disciple. External. But who is internal disciple? Internal disciple is one who loves Guru in the heart, who hears Shri Guru, and who lives his or her life according to the instructions of Shri Guru. Nobody can stop us from becoming internal disciples. External disciple, not in our hand. Of course, we have to chant our rounds, submit the form, do the disciple course. But ultimately, it is not in our control, whenever Gurudev wants. But what our domain is to take care that internally we are disciples. So remember, there are two types of disciples. There are external disciples and internal disciples. All external disciples, unfortunately, are not internal disciples. And sometimes all internal disciples may not be external disciples. Hari Bol. This is spiritual world, spiritual life. External disciple and internal disciple. Who has understood the internal meaning of Srila Prabhupada? Who has understood that Srila Prabhupada is from Seva Kunj, eternal maid servant of Radha Govinda? Who has understood? That is internal disciple. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. You can speculate all you want. I have to see Baba. That is internal. He knows the internal mood of the Guru. Who knows the internal mood of the Guru? Who knows the actual mood of Sri Guru? That is internal disciple. We want to become internal disciples also. And of the two, internal disciple is more important. Of the two, internal following four regulative principles is more important. And of the two, internally offering pranam is more important. Sometimes we may not offer pranam. Because if you offer pranam, the senior Vaishnava will also offer pranam. We don't want to inconvenience. We may stand like this, but internally we are rolling in the dust of the feet of that Vaishnava. Internal pranam. So always remember the concept of internal disciple, internal four regulative principles, and internal pranam. Both are important, and we do both. But of the two, internal is more important. More important to understand the internal mood of Sri Guru and to live one's life according to the instructions of Sri Guru. That is the internal disciple. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. All glories to all the devotees, including you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Last question, Parima Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranams. Thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, I came across this question from some person when I was actually discussing about our path and what Prabhupada has, you know, told us about Bhakti Yoga. But then that person told me that you people are still in Dvaita. If Dvaita also, you are in bondage. But then I did argue that, you know, it's transcendental Dvaita. It's not the material Dvaita. Prabhuji, I couldn't find any other points that I could convince that other person. So if you can just, you know, give me some things that I can tell, you know, if I come across such questions.
What is that devotee saying?
That you people are still, even after attaining, going back to Godhead, you people still remain in Dvaita. Probably that person must be an Advaiti, I guess. But then I said that is transcendental Dvaita, because we want love to serve Krishna. So that is transcendental Dvaita. We are not in the material Dvaita of this material world. That's the answer I gave, which was not enough to convince that person. You know, that person thinks that, you know, this, that Dvaita, even the devotees there who remain in Dvaita, even in the spiritual world, that is also a kind of a bondage. I don't know what philosophy that person is following. But then I was really thinking what to tell such people. So I was just thinking, let me ask you.
First, we have to understand what is the spiritual life, what is spiritual world. This person who is saying that there is bondage in the spiritual world, either he is a complete ignorant fool or he's a Paramhamsa. Because either the Dvaita that he is referring to, either that is Radha and Krishna, and the bondage he is talking about is the Dham Bandhan that Radharani did to Krishna when Krishna came late to punish
him. What I understood is that person believes that you should merge in Krishna, you should not remain as a devotee. That's what I guessed from the talk.
Mayavadya Bhashya Shunle Hai Sarvanash. This is Mahaprabhu's vachan. This is nonsense, Mayavad philosophy, merging, purging. We don't want. Jaiva Dharma, initially, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this very clearly.
Yeah.
For Ras Aswadan, there has to be two entities. Relationship requires two entities. So if there has to be exchange of prem, we need two entities. There is the lover and there is the beloved. Krishna is the beloved and we are the lovers. Radha Krishna ek atma. Dui deha dhari, anyonye vilasa rasa aswadana kori. Taste, prem, ras, you need two people. Therefore, Radha Krishna also, although they are advaya, brahmeti, paramatmeti, vadandi tattva vidas tattvam yadnyanam, advayam, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagwaniti shabdavya. Although Bhagwan is advayam, he is non-dual, but he appears in two forms. Radha Krishna pranaya vivid ladhini shakti rasmat ekatmanam apivhupa deha bhedam gatautav. Becomes two for Ras Aswadan. So what this devotee is talking about is very PhD level mathematics, but he has not even come to the kindergarten yet. So how can you explain them? How can you explain? No, this is a fact. I'm not talking in a condescending way, or I'm not belittling or looking down upon this person, but abhi wo bhakti ke school mein bharti nahi hue na. वो अद्वैत स्कूल में है अभी इधर आए नहीं वो दैट मींस यू आर ट्राइंग टू टीच पीएचडी लेवल मैथमेटिक्स टू समवन हु हैज नॉट इवन लर्न किंडरगार्टन मैथमेटिक्स उसको 1, 2, 3, 4 नहीं आता तुम उसको पीएचडी कैसे समझाओ कैसे कन्विंस करोगे पहले थोड़ा नाम भजन करने दो थोड़ा भगवान के लिए रोने दो थोड़ा चैतन्य चरितामृत का आस्वादन करने दो श्रीमद भागवतम का रस थोड़ा देन इट इज पॉसिबल. लेट हिम हैव, बोलते ना पहले किसी महाभागवत की लंगोटी को धो, वॉश द लंगोट ऑफ सम महाभागवत, वॉश द कोपिन ऑफ सम महाभागवत फर्स्ट, देन यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड. बिना महात्मा रजोभिषेकम, विदाउट बेदिंग इन द डस्ट ऑफ अ महाभागवत, हाउ यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड? दीज आर तार्किक अद्वैतवादीज. What good are they? Give them prasad and let them hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But no point, we cannot convince. Krishna cannot convince them. Who are we?
Yeah, that's true. I know it was a futile attempt, but I still tried.
Give your time to devotees. Take it.
Okay, Prabhuji, one last thing with blessings. I mean, I just want to share this with the blessings of Vaishnavas and with the mercy of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will be traveling to Vrindavan Dham next month. But Prabhuji, I just want to, you know maybe you may not tell me on this YouTube, but if you can
send me a message, I will send it.
Yeah, about devotees whom I can associate.
Yes, yes, I understood. You send me a message, I will tell you.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji.
That's what I know.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. I'll message you on WhatsApp.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Thank you. Dear devotees, let us play our obeisances. That was very nice question answer session, Prabhuji. Very nice explanation. Thanks a lot, Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyevacha pattanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti
vaishnavrindaki
jai. Chila
Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.